This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 216 for Friday, January 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was up sharply on Friday, setting fresh contract highs in many months as some chart stops were hit on the way up. Canola up 2 to over $13, March up $13.90 at $1,037.20 per ton. A turn higher in Chicago soybeans contributed to the gains in canola, with the Canadian oilseed outpacing its U.S. counterpart to the upside. Canada's tight supply situation remained a supportive influence, although the need to ration demand is thought to be well priced into the market for the time being. There are also ideas that canola may be due for a correction from a chart standpoint. Strength in the Canadian dollar, up over half a cent today, also pressured values. In the U.S., soybeans, corn and wheat were all mostly higher, although wheat ending mixed. The largest gains today in soybeans. Soybeans had started the day on the defensive, but that early selling subsided and prices shot higher. March up 23 cents at $14.10 per bushel. South American weather worries were a supportive influence, with hot and dry forecasts for Argentina and southern Brazil raising concerns over the yield prospects there. Brazil's Ag Rural lowered their estimate for the size of the country's soybean crop by 11 million tons, now pegging production at 133.4 million tons. While that would still be large, it would no longer be a new record, as some had anticipated earlier this growing season. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 102,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Soy oil, though, was softer on the day, pressuring beans somewhat, with the oil-meal spreads seeing some adjustment in favor of the meal side of the equation. Corn, it held closer to unchanged, but managed to settle higher in the most active months, March up 3 cents at 606 and 3 quarters. The USDA announced private export sales of 176,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. The adverse South American weather was also supportive. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report will be released next week Wednesday, and pre-report positioning likely accounted for some of the activity. Wheat was steady to mostly higher, consolidating after posting large losses in recent days. Minneapolis up 0.75 cents in the March contract at 9.24 and a half per bushel. Kansas City up 6.5 cents in March at 7.75 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it is up 12.5 cents in the March contract at 7.58 and a half. Damage has been done from a chart standpoint over the past week, and that's keeping some pressure on values. A lack of export demand for U.S. wheat is also still weighing on prices, although declining condition ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crop did remain a bit supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 7th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.